Altman warns of an AI infrastructure reckoning. Sam Altman issued a striking public warning this week about what he called unsustainable silliness in how neocloud startups are building GPU infrastructure. Neocloud companies, essentially data center businesses that rent GPU computing power to AI firms, have proliferated over the past 2 years, raising billions and placing massive chip orders based on demand projections that Altman suggested are divorced from near-term revenue reality. The warning carried particular weight given its source. Altman runs OpenAI, one of the planet's largest consumers of GPU compute, and has every incentive to keep supply robust and prices competitive. His signal that the build-out has outpaced demand was effectively a warning that some of these startups will fail, and when they do, surplus GPU capacity will flood back into the market. For investors holding large positions in neocloud infrastructure plays, that is a significant flag. Sundar Pichai offered a more optimistic framing, telling IIT Kharagpur's 75th anniversary audience that AI would move from research labs into everyday work within 5 years. Alphabet's 2026 capital expenditure guidance exceeded $75 billion, giving Pichai an obvious interest in that timeline being correct. The two executives are describing the same future but drawing very different conclusions about pace. Pichai is saying the wave is coming, build for it. Altman is saying some of what's being built will be underwater before the wave arrives. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent entered the conversation with the most politically charged framing, stating that AI companies did a horrendous job explaining the benefits of AI to ordinary Americans, a cabinet secretary openly critiquing an entire industry's communications strategy. The subtext was that public anxiety about job displacement, safety, and privacy has been allowed to fill a vacuum the industry created by directing its messaging almost exclusively at investors and engineers. Bessent also confirmed that 19 of the 20 G20 members agreed at their recent meeting that China's export subsidies are economically unsustainable, with Beijing the sole dissenter. That level of diplomatic consensus is rare for the G20, and it suggests the trade coalition the administration has been assembling against Chinese industrial overcapacity is gaining real traction, even as enforcement mechanisms remain weak.